Chapter 13. Let every soul to the higher authorities be subject, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities existing are appointed by God. So that he, who is setting himself against the authority, against God's ordinance hath resisted, and those resisting, to themselves shall receive judgment. For those ruling are not a terror to the good works, but to the evil. And dost thou wish not to be afraid of the authority? That which is good be doing, and thou shalt have praise from it. For of God it is a ministrant to thee for good, and if that which is evil thou mayest do, be fearing, for not in vain doth it bear the sword, for of God it is a ministrant, an avenger for wrath to him who is doing that which is evil. Wherefore it is necessary to be subject, not only because of the wrath, but also because of the conscience. For because of this also pay ye tribute, for servants of God they are, on this very thing attending continually. Render, therefore, to all their dues, to whom tribute, the tribute, to whom custom, the custom, to whom fear, the fear, to whom honor, the honor. To no one owe anything, except to love one another, for he who is loving the other, law he hath fulfilled. For, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false testimony, thou shalt not covet, and if there is any other command, in this word it is summed up, in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The love to the neighbor doth work no ill, the love, therefore, is the fullness of law. And this, knowing the time, that for us, the hour already is to be aroused out of sleep, for now nearer is our salvation than when we did believe. The night did advance, and the day came nigh. Let us lay aside, therefore, the works of the darkness, and let us put on the armor of the light. As in daytime, let us walk becomingly, not in revelings, and drunkennesses, not in chamberings, and lasciviousnesses, not in strife, and emulation. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and for the flesh take no forethought, for desires.